Hi, my name is Annelise Binoin, and I'm a French PhD student at the University of Paris Sorbonne in the Department of Archaeology. This is my first year as a doctoral student in France, which, if I'm not mistaken, is comparable in the American system to a third year in grad school. My thesis is entitled The Archaeology of Epizootic Disease, Investigating Animal Mass Mortalities in Western Europe from the Neolithic to the 19th century. I'm now going to try to explain in less than 2 minutes what my research involves. From the 10 plagues of Egypt to mad cow disease, animal plagues have always been a major concern for mankind, and one with huge social and economic impacts. There is yet, however, no material evidence of these epizootic diseases before the 20th century, and archaeology has until now failed to identify sites associated with such events. My thesis aims, therefore, to shed light on this issue. The first thing is to identify relevant archaeological sites presenting an accumulation of complete carcasses of domestic animals, and then to study the skeletons and the contents in which they were found. I look, for instance, at which animals were buried, where, in what way, with what. Are there only young males? Were the carcasses covered in quicklime? Were the animals flayed and butchered? The point in this is to use all possible indications of how the animals were treated to discriminate between a practical and a ritual interpretation. Were the animals a sacrifice to the gods, or were they victims of disease? This leads us to our second point. If the animals died of disease, is it then possible to identify which disease killed them? The problem with this is, epizootic diseases kill quickly, but bones grow slowly. This means most diseases do not have time to leave traces on the bones, and therefore cannot be diagnosed by physical examination of the skeletons. However, diseases do not kill indiscriminately. Some affect mainly youngsters, others old age. Some occur in winter, and others in the spring. Indications of age, sex, health status, and seasons of death can all be worked out by the examination of the remains, and on the scale of the population can allow us to suggest diagnostic hypotheses. These can sometimes be confirmed by the direct identification of the pathogen in the sediment or in the bones themselves. So what's the point? Animal plagues can still have major consequences nowadays. My thesis aims to use material evidence to shed light on their evolution, their impact, and their management throughout the past, in order to contribute to the understanding and management of modern-day epizootics. However, if I hope to get some results soon, I'd better get back to work. Bye!